and a whole bunch of others. I mean, it's and you'll also have, if I'm not mistaken, he always makes it to the stage, Mark Amadei, and he's always funny, and he'll have something profound to say, the congressman from CD2. Mark Amadei is always leaves me laughing. No, he does. I mean, and I've seen him 4 or 5 times at one of these Basque Fries, and he is just a hoot. I mean, he really honestly is. One of the things that you know, we've been talking about the infrastructure bills and how odd it is that the Democrats, they do their best work, their most productive work, while everybody else is sleeping. Have you ever noticed that? You know, when they get to the end of a session and they're trying to hammer out a tax bill or something else, they always seem to be able to do it under cover of darkness. And so it is. John King, this is cut three, guys. John King is with CNN and talked about why the infrastructure bill is so important. Here it is.
If this bipartisan bill that has now passed the Senate, a big deal, clears the House, and if the Democrats, despite some lot of knocking heads in the next week or so, can keep that together, they will pass in this month the most sweeping legislation to clear Washington. I've been here 33 years. Never. Mm-hmm. Never. Never. Health care, climate change, elder care, child care. We put up on the screen all the things this infrastructure bill does in terms of roads and bridges. Washington has not done anything like this, has not envisioned doing anything like this in my 33 years here. I know it's not at the finish line, but there were a lot of skeptics that no way this could happen.
Yeah.
You just had 19 Republicans vote for that bill.
Which is our fault, by the way, not theirs. The fact that we had 19 Republicans vote for this thing is an embarrassment. It is essentially waving the white flag. Now, Lindsey Graham says that there's another way of doing this, and that is to walk out, to do what they did in Texas. You know, what the Democrats did in Texas, and essentially just walking out and denying them a quorum to pass this bill. And I'm talking about the $3.5 trillion. 19 Republicans voted for the first infrastructure bill, the $1.2 trillion roads and bridges and highways and airports and things like that. I will simply tell you, I have a sense that will become law. It is very popular with people. Oh, infrastructure? Roads, bridges, trains? Yeah. But this $3.5 trillion bill is going, I don't think it's going anywhere. And I think Joe Manchin's going to kill it, Kristen Sinema's going to kill it, and maybe even some other Democrats who are up for re-election, because they'll have to vote against it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Adam Laxalt, former Attorney General, we'll find out what he thinks of the 6th annual Basque Fry, because he's going to be hosting it. We'll be joined by Adam Laxalt coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Hello, 431. I got a bird's eye view here with the traffic cams of what's going on Interstate 15. Very, very slow, especially on the southbound side at Charleston. One of those lanes on the right side is blocked. So people are trying to get around that and causing some consternation for other drivers. Also, very slow into the downtown area as 4 lanes become 2 there at the Spaghetti Bowl. So give yourself some extra time. And part of that is the 95 southbound off-ramp at Casino Center remains closed until the 1st of September. They're doing some work there for some road improvements. You can use Las Vegas Boulevard instead.
Las Vegas Strip, AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ.
NFL preseason action this weekend. Friday night, it'll be the Cardinals hosting the Cowboys. Dallas coming off a 16-3 loss against the Steelers a week ago at the Hall of Fame game. The Broncos visit the Vikings on Saturday. Also Saturday, the Raiders host the Seahawks. The Niners home against the Chiefs. The Chargers visit the Rams. In Tuesday's Major League Baseball action, the Giants beat the Diamondbacks 8-7 for their third straight win. Right back at it today, right-hander Merrill Kelly starts for Arizona. He's 5-1 with a 2.44 ERA over his last nine starts. The Giants counter with all-star-ready Kevin Gausman. The Rockies got shut out at Houston 5-0 the final. Tough one for Colorado's John Gray. He struck out 9 over 4 1/3. Right-hander Antonio Senzatella gets the start this afternoon at Houston. Download the free Score app. Lightning fast update so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio Done Right.
The sale's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Stock up for school with 40 to 70% off almost everything and deals from $13. Find it all at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com through August 10th.
In some places, it's always rush hour, and the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while. Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor. And now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body. Federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We're counting down to the 6th annual Bass Fry coming up on Saturday at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. I've been to a bunch of these, and they are so much fun. Adam Laxalt is the host, and along with the Morning in Nevada pack, and he joins us now. Adam, words cannot describe what it's like to be on a real ranch for a city slicker guy like me, to be able to be out there and actually be on a real ranch with real livestock and real ranch hands. This is hard to describe to people that haven't ever been there.
You know, it's one of the coolest events you can go to, and so many political events are very stuffy and just not very authentic. And this is as good as it gets. And I just couldn't have asked for more. That this event 6 years later, we are sold out at 4,000 people. And there's not an event that has this kind of mix of just kind of authentic, the oldest working ranch in Nevada, the base of the Sierras. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, it's meant to be an opportunity for people to hear from our national conservative leaders and spokespeople. And it's been all we could ask for.
My question is, how do you get this great speaker lineup again? I mean, I keep thinking, well, they can't top last year. And of course, there wasn't a last year, obviously. But, how do you top the last one and the one before that? And you always do. You've got some great speakers coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I just ask them, is it long and short? And, you know, I'm kind of, it's a year-round effort. So as I'm meeting people and running into folks, you know, I'm always kind of pushing the event and hoping people will consider coming out. And, you know, this has just been such an anchor event. I remember when we had Kaylee, you know, people out of the Trump administration, and next thing you know, like, that entire orbit said that you know, this, the reputation for this event was just, it was the coolest event on the planet. And as your listeners may know, we started it 6 years ago, and we had eight of the presidentials, and Scott Walker and Ben Carson and Ted Cruz. And so because it's such a cool event, these speakers go back and tell people about it, that it's so unique, and it does help. It makes the sell a lot easier. And of course, you know, we're a first four primary state and a swing state, and you know, a lot of these folks are interested in helping us take back Nevada.
Now, a lot of people come to the Bass Fry because a lot of state politicians are in the crowd. Some are testing the waters. Some may even give you hints that they're going to be running for public office again. And I'm just telling you, this would be a great platform for Adam Laxalt to say, I'm running for boom. You going to be ready to do that on Saturday?
I guess we can just all stay tuned. We'll see. No, in all seriousness, no plans to announce it, anything in the Bass Fry. It's a state PAC event, and it's focused on these great speakers and what they've got to tell our great voters from across the state.
But I hear your name mentioned for a couple of different races. One, maybe another race for governor. Another one, maybe going after Catherine Cortez Masto. Are you given serious consideration to running for higher office?
You know, it is so humbling to have people come up every day and ask me to get back in the arena and represent them. People feel like there is no one representing them, either in the state or in the country, frankly. There are so few leaders that are standing up, and so that means a lot to me. But I've got a young family, an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and you know, we've just got a lot on our plate. So these are not easy decisions. I don't take them lightly, but I'm certainly very concerned about the direction our country's headed. I know that everyday Nevadans are very, very concerned about the direction our country's headed. I think this turnout is a reflection of that. I think people are looking for an outlet to feel like they're part of something that is going to start standing up to everything we've seen out of Washington and everything we've seen out of Carson City in this state. And so, you know, it's exciting stuff.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Senate, and of course that's the race involving Catherine Cortez Masto, they voted $1.2 trillion in the dead of night. They then last night, overnight, voted on $3.5 trillion, again, in the middle of the night. Is that any way to govern?
Well, Democrats do the same thing. They always say, if only we could be bipartisan, and those terrible Republicans, and they're just such extremists. I mean, it's the same playbook over and over again, and yet here there was an opportunity to legitimately pass a very narrow, pure infrastructure bill, and Americans aren't stupid. They can't change these definitions. They're trying to, and the media, of course, is helping them by not pointing out that the infrastructure bill is anything but infrastructure, of course. And it's just, I hope the people are seeing it. I hope the people understand that they simply do partisan politics. They push their agenda. They push this, you know, Washington elite, this leftist desire to transform our nation. They will not accept anything less. And they take every opportunity to do that, whether they have a mandate or not. And most clearly, they do not have that mandate right now, with everything being nearly split down the middle. But, you know, this is what we can expect. And let's just hope everybody's paying attention or ready to send a big message in 2022.
one of the things you're doing at the Basque Fry for the first time is live streaming. And because you are sold out, a lot of folks down here, a lot of folks across the state aren't going to be able to go to the Corley Ranch and be a part of it, but they can be a part of it via live streaming. How can they register to be a part of that?
Yeah, people go to morninginnevada.org. That's like good morning, morninginnevadapac.org. You can register there for free. Again, we're going to have Governor DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton. We're going to have CPAC's Matt Schlapp. We'll have from the Trump administration, Ambassador Rick Grenell. We have the head of Club for Growth. We have Congresswoman Michelle Steele, who was recently elected in Southern California. So we just have this great lineup, and I think they're going to give us some inspirational speeches. And, you know, all of these people have a common theme, which is they've been willing to stand up against this woke leftist movement that we're experiencing in America. And so I think they've got some great stuff, great message to deliver, get us all really pumped up for the 2022 cycle, and we'll hope you tune in.
It's going to be fun, and a lot of people, 4,000 folks are going to have fun. More are going to be on the live stream. And again, that's morninginnevadapac.org. Adam Laxalt, have fun on Saturday, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
There you go. Adam Laxalt, former Attorney General of the state of Nevada, joining us on the program. And if you get a chance, check out this live stream. It's free. It won't cost you a dime. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731, or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I thought Aaron Rodgers would have been good. I think Anderson Cooper would be horrible, and he was. We're talking about Jeopardy. In the wake of the death of Alex Trebek, the big question is who's going to be the heir apparent, and it looks like we have not one but two heir apparents.
Yeah, the way it is right now, Mike Richards has been confirmed as the permanent host of Jeopardy. He was the executive producer, and the way they're going to do this, Kevin, is the former star of The Big Bang Theory, Mayim Bialik. The one of the female leads there, she's been tapped to host a series of ABC primetime specials and possibly a spinoff to the syndicated quiz show. So it's kind of one and 1A, if you will. But the way it looks is Mike Richards is going to be the main guy. But I agree with you. I think that Aaron Rodgers would have been a perfect replacement, especially after his playing days are done. But the way Tom Brady is going, he may play for another 7 or 8 years, just like Brady did. But when you look at some of the people who were in line, they had about 15 different people. You mentioned Anderson Cooper. LeVar Burton was very popular, too.
I did not catch his show. I did catch Aaron Rodgers' show, mm-hmm. and I saw the Anderson Cooper stuff. And am I right that the ratings were like the lowest they've ever been for that show when Anderson Cooper was hosting it?
It was almost like he was still on CNN. they were some.
Oh my God! You are so cruel.
Some of the lowest in the history of the show when Anderson Cooper hosted. But no, there was a lot of competition there. There were a lot of Aaron Rodgers backers and LeVar Burton, especially. He was popular with a group. Of course, he was on the Star Trek Generations. If you remember him as the science fiction actor, but I think it's interesting that they're kind of they're carving a niche for Mayim Bialik, and they're trying to maybe have a spin-off series of Jeopardy. So we'll see how that goes. But we all know how popular Alex Trebek was. He died at the age of 80 back in November, and he hosted for 37 years. It's kind of hard to replace a legend after that. So I guess they didn't. They stray too far from the executive producer, Mike Richards, who's been there for many, many years. So why not allow him to step in and take the host chair? So
Yeah. But, you know, this is like Bill Walsh coached football teams that, you know, the way they churn out great quarterbacks and all that. And people say, well, it's not that they got great quarterbacks. They got a great system. Right. And same thing. People aren't enamored with the host as much as they're enamored with the game, and the game's the thing. So it'll be interesting to see. But 37 years, Mike Richards, I don't think has 37 years in him. This is tantamount, to continue the football analogy, to succeeding Vince Lombardi.
No, that's a good example. Well, you mentioned Bill Walsh. Remember, he retired after three Super Bowl wins, and then his replacement came in and won a Super Bowl as well. So, and that kind of follows your point that it's a system thing. But when you take a look at the executive producer, Mike Richards, I was not familiar with him before.
I'll be honest with you. I've never heard of the guy.
But he has skill. I mean, he juggles his demands as host, coordinating clues, calling on contestants, multitasking, like he did with Trebek for many, many years.
Did he appear on the show?
I didn't see him before.
Okay. I mean, it's not like, you know, live with Regis and Kathy Lee, and I forget the producer who would sit in the crowd in the first row and would talk back to the host every so often.
No, it was nothing like that. Yeah. It was all behind the scenes, and of course, it's kind of like us. I mean, we're talking back and forth off the air, so there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and hey, why not? It's a good system. It's worked. He's been there, and he's juggled a lot of things, and it's a promotion for him, and congratulations to Mike Richards and, to a lesser extent, Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, we'll see what her role... And it's a she, right?
Yes.
Goes to show you what I know. I never watched Big Bang Theory. Sorry about that. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxed.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation.
They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ray Initiative, coming up in our next hour. I had a chance to visit with a congressman from Minnesota, Tom Emmer.